Joined now by Lorenzo Robinson. Lorenzo, thanks for joining us, former Arkansas Razorback.
Well, thanks, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Lorenzo, is Tevin Mitchell just not fundamentally playing the way
I think it's a scheme thing, but, you know, you've played the position. I know you're not in those meetings, but what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, and I try to be politically correct, but what we have right now in our secondary is a total lack of trust, I believe, from the corners to the safeties. I don't believe the safeties trust the corners, and I don't believe the corners trust in themselves. With Tevin Mitchell, he's got one of the worst fundamental tackling that we've seen in a long time. And I know you guys talk about that all the time. You cannot go up and try to tackle someone looking at the grass. And I think what he has done is his confidence level when the ball is thrown his way is completely gone. But on the flip side of that, offensively, that's what people are going to do now because he cannot tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I was blessed to play for three fantastic defensive coordinators that if you missed two tackles in a game, you were gone. And I got to watch him miss tackles all for three quarters, and it's just really disappointing.
He missed four tackles.
He had a bad concussion last year.
He got rocked by Alonzo Highsmith last year.
Yeah, how many you had, or do you think that plays into it? Have you been with some other D-backs that if they had a bad concussion, just were never really the same? And what I think is you kind of have to want to go make that tackle.
Defense is a mindset, you know. I played offense and defense in high school, but when I got to the university, it was all defense. So I switched my mindset. You have to be able to come up and stick your hat on somebody, and I don't know if he wants to do that. As far as the concussion goes from last year, Matt, I don't know if you remember when we played in the Tennessee game down in
Knoxville.
In Knoxville.
Hey, Lorenzo, he hates bringing that game up.
Well, I know he does.
Jason
Witten. I hate Jason Witten to this day.
I got an email about that. Yeah, hey, Lorenzo, real quick. I got an email late yesterday during the Cowboys game from a listener that said, I heard Matt a little bit saying he hated Jason Witten, but I can't remember why. Can you explain that to me? I was like, very easy. Knoxville, six overtimes.
Yeah.
Go back and watch the film. You'll hate him too.
Nightmares, though.
But Ahmad Carroll had a concussion that game, and then the next couple of weeks he came back and he did what he did. So I don't really – I mean, that's over a year ago. I don't think that has anything to
right.
do with it.
Once yeah.
again, it's a mindset. I mean, you may hit somebody. I know I've hit several people and been dazed. But what you have to do is you got to get up and, I mean, they're coming right back at you. You have to understand that, and he just doesn't have it.
Well, Lorenzo, you brought up a great point because when the offenses are watching film and they see that you don't want to tackle, what are they going to do? They're going to run your way.
The tackle that he missed, not the one for the long touchdown, because we see that every Saturday that we play, it was on a short. When he came up, made a great tackle. They went away from him, then they came back, and then he missed the tackle, and then they went back to him three straight times in a row. And on the last one that he missed, it went for however much it – I mean, it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
And so, offensive guys, if they're smart, they will go at your weak link. Now, right now for our secondary, I mean, that's all four guys. And the key thing that I really want to say that I think people miss is to play in the secondary, you're called secondary for a reason. You are secondary line of defense. You know, we don't need safeties coming up trying to make tackles, and then we get beat on a double move or whatever it is. And that's the last touchdown Bennett gave up
mm-hmm.
was exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the film, when I watch a game at home, I watch it like I watch film. See, you know, DVR is a fantastic thing. I rewind. People get mad. I don't care. But he is looking in the backfield the whole time. And so
right.
it's easy for people to get behind them. Our fundamentals are down. You know, when you don't have a lot of talent, you have to rely on fundamentals, and that's what we're not doing. You know, our guys are looking elsewhere. We're already 45 yards off a wide receiver, so you've got to be able to make tackles.
Lorenzo, do you think, though, too, that some of it goes back to coaching? It has to. Or is it just that the fact that these guys aren't good learners?
Well, see, I coached high school ball for 5 years, so in a way I kind of give it a pass, and this is the reason why. When you don't have talent, you can coach it forever. Like, they're going to do a lot of coaching and teaching on this off week. But when you put a product out on the field, I mean, you can't tackle for them. Chris Bond used to tell me all the time, guys, we can't tackle for you. You know, we can't. We can put you in the right place. We can give you the playbook. You can study the playbook. But, it's something in you that's going to make you tackle someone. And right now we can't do that. And as far as the guys that are playing right now, they just don't have the talent to do it. So you can coach. I don't think it has a lot to do with coaching. I think as we notice this, we are coached a lot better than we were last year. You can tell.
100%, right.
But the guys, they just can't do it. And it's tough as a coach to know that there's no one else to put out there. It's tough.
You brought up the trust factor. Now, kind of explain as far as is it that players – now, I know certain players kind of – whatever their responsibility is when they read something, they might go and attack. Is it a chemistry deal where if the corner knows the safety is going to be over the top? Or kind of explain that a little bit.
Right. Well, it's different. Well, see, I play safety. So my job was to understand what the corners and the linebackers are going to be doing on every single play. And what I mean by distrust is if we're in a cover two coverage, I have to trust that the corner is going to push the wide receiver inside so I can get a better release to how to play the wide receiver. What we're doing now, our corners are letting them go outside, which stretches the safety, and the safety is looking. If they do a run, he's coming up on a run, which opens you up for a play action pass, which is how Bennett got beat on Saturday. So that's why I say it's a distrust. The safeties aren't trusting the linebackers to make the tackles, so they bite up on the plays before we get hit with play action pass.
Well, and I hear you there, because it's tougher to tackle somebody when there's 10 yards of open space instead if they come up early enough and the space is closed down.
So I
see your point. Yeah, you have to, if it's a cover two or cover three, whatever it is, if the corner's supposed to get an outside jam. I remember Jack Del Rio at Jacksonville when we had a team meeting. He was getting on the corners one game. We were playing the Colts, and you can't let just Peyton Manning step back there. But Marvin Harris and Reggie Wayne, he's like, guys, you got to jam him to the outside. In this coverage, you got to jam him to the inside. If you don't do that, everything else fails.
Yeah, it's stretched. And as a safety, you want your corner to be able to do that. And I think we have some distrust within ourselves as far as, you know, the safety saying, man, I got to go up and help this guy because I know he's not going to make the tackle. And then he's out of position. Or, you know, and it's just an all-around, it's a bad deal. I heard a caller earlier was talking about the halfback pass.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, but we've done it a lot. I think people forget in the game as well, we put the second string quarterback in to run a play when it was like third and three, and
yeah,
we ended up losing.
It was like a quarterback counter.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I was thinking, you know, what is the point of that? So two real critical plays, I think people forget about that one play because the halfback pass was just so ridiculously wrong at the time. But we got a lot of things to do, I mean, to correct.
Lorenzo, before we let you go, can they and will they beat Mississippi State?
Man, it's tough. I hadn't watched a whole lot of Mississippi State, but I did see Mississippi State put up a lot of points versus A&M last week.
Everybody puts up points against A&M.
Which concerns me. Anytime somebody has a decent quarterback, an Ole Miss quarterback, I never even heard of him until Saturday. And he had an All-American type of
game. It's too many quarterbacks, time. Though. Too many quarterbacks are having their career day against the Razorbacks.
It seems like that's been the MO the last couple of years.
That's the only thing that scares me. I would like to say, now, I'm a diehard fan and go watch every game, just like every other caller that calls on the air and complains and all that. They still watch the game. They still go to the game no matter what they say because I see them. But it's just hard to predict because if we can't tackle in open space and we can't hold wide receivers, then anybody can beat us.
Right.
Anybody can beat us. want to give a shout out before I leave to my Mayflower Eagles who made the playoffs. They have a phenomenal season right now. Good job to Coach Jed Davis and all those guys. And man, y'all keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for letting me have
Thanks,
thanks for calling, Lorenzo. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks.